This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. What better activity on a beautiful fall day than pulling on a scarf and heading out to the orchard to pick buckets of apples? Then come the pies or the sauces or eating them straight, undoubtedly evoking memories of perfect autumn days past. It's a rite of passage for many children, certainly, but Daniel Gross shatters that illusion in his article decrying apple picking as a scam. And he has a point. What other fruit would you pay a markup on to go pick much more than you could possibly use yourself? Daniel Gross is a longtime contributor to Slate. His most recent book is Better, Stronger, Faster. Daniel, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Good to be here.
Have you been apple picking recently?
Yes, I have. I should admit that that article that you're referring to was first published in 2006, and Slate republishes it every fall to fresh outrage and fresh traffic. And, you know, at the time, my kids were 7 and 4, and that was a thing you really did with kids of that age. And for several years thereafter, pretty much every fall, we would go apple picking, whether it was an orchard close to our home in Connecticut or in the Berkshires or somewhere in upstate New York. So, yes, I am a repeat a recidivist apple picker.
Well, I don't think people go apple picking because it's the cheapest option. So you've got to acknowledge there is an experiential reason to go to the orchards, right?
Yeah, I mean, I look at this as, through the lens of I'm a business and economics reporter. And so the business and economics surrounding apple picking and the issue of providing your own labor, that was what sort of got me thinking about the sort of broader aspect of it. Of course, you do it for the experience, and you are paying for the experience of being out in nature and doing something that all sorts of people used to do in the earlier 20th century and the 19th century for sure, which was raise and grow some of their own food and pick it themselves. Of course, we have gone a long way from that, and comparatively few of us are actually engaged in that in our normal life. And so that's why the prospect of going to pick your own apples, I think, has a lot of appeal. And it's something, we all want our kids to eat more healthy, and there's something about having your kid pick that piece of fruit off the tree and bite into it that makes it more appealing to them as well. So there is definitely, an experiential upside. What I question is the sort of financial or business or economic upside that you get from this.
Okay, break it down. How big is that difference, the financial upside?
Well, it's substantial. I mean, when you go buy, it's not just that you are paying more on a per pound basis. And, let's face it, apples, like everything else, are produced on an industrial basis. We have agriculture has become very industrialized. They are very efficient. They do it in very large quantities. And that's why, whether it's berries or cucumbers or lettuce or apples, it's generally cheaper to buy it through the industrial complex than it is through an artisan. We just have these systems of trucking and shipping and distributing that gets it to the grocery store more cheaply than someone working on their own does. So, in effect, you are paying more per pound to get them in the field, and you're also doing the labor. But I think the other thing that inevitably happens when you pick your own apples is that you buy a lot more than you can consume, right? You're there and you get a big bag and you buy several pounds. Whereas if you were going to the grocery store, you would buy 5 or 6. And if one of them went bad, okay, so be it. You tend to buy smaller quantities. The experience of picking your own apple encourages you, each kid gets their own bucket and you get a bucket and you fill it up and then you come home and you realize you have, 95 apples for 3 people and that only 2 of them actually eat them. So it does encourage overconsumption, which is, kind of wasteful.
Well, in addition to your economic lens, there's a lens of botany or biology here, pointing out that the trees are not really naturally growing in this experience that's presented as a visit to nature.
Sure. The example I use, there's a farm near my house in Connecticut called Silverman's Farms in Easton, Connecticut, and it's really all designed around the sort of child's experience. On one side of the road, they have a kind of petting zoo, and then on the other side of the road are the apple trees and the orchards. And the trees have all been bred to be extremely short so that 5- and 6-year-old can reach them. And when you kind of look at it from a distance, these are not majestic, mature apple trees sort of rising up to the sun. They look kind of gnarled and hunched over as if they had been kind of penned in so that they could serve the target audience more effectively. These are the veal calves of the tree world.
Okay, but we are in New England. You grew up in Michigan. You know, we have a place in Connecticut. Isn't there something to be said for just the nostalgia, the beauty of the apple picking experience with the family?
Yeah, this is part of our collective heritage as New Englanders, as people from upstate New York, where I went to college, as Midwesterners. It's the onset of the football season. It's the leaves changing color. It's pumpkins. It's that crisp feeling in the air. This is all part of it. This is part of the rhythm of the life in this part of the country, and I don't think it's something we should dispense with. I think it should be embraced, but I think we should go into it with clear eyes and recognize some of the excesses and inefficiencies that are involved.
Well, Daniel, thank you very much for speaking with us.
I'm happy to do it.
Daniel Gross, he is a longtime contributor to Slate, and like the apples, like the pumpkins, his article about the scam that is apple picking comes around each autumn. His most recent book is called Better, Stronger, Faster. You'll find a link to more, including a link to read his article at wordofmouthradio.org.
It's apple picking season. Where did you hide? Standing in your orchard.